go.
That there is something going on now. The clothes I bought, the friends I got, my teacher had a meltdown. Then I look at me and I start to see, and a voice inside tells me what I must do. Wake up, boo new, it's me, it's your get a clue. It's there inside of you. Get a clue, there's nothing you can do. Nothing's ever quite what it seems. Just look a little closer at me. Wake up, boo new, it's me, it's your get a clue.
That's the way it goes.
Did you ever see the world around you change before your eyes? The people you ignore before they took you by surprise. Then you look at me and I start to see that something happens when next to you. Wake up, boo new, it's me, it's your get a clue. It's there inside of you. Get a clue, there's nothing you can do. And nothing's ever quite what it seems. Just look a little closer at me. Wake up, boo new, it's me, it's your get a clue.
That's the way it goes now.
First one came on a Tuesday afternoon when I first saw you. The next one came to my surprise when I found out what I had to do. Take a photograph of me, hang it in a gallery, sit around and watch TV. I turn around and then you look at me. That there is something going on now. The clothes I bought, the friends I got, my teacher had a meltdown. Then I look at me and I start to see, and a voice inside tells me what I must do. Get a clue, it's there inside of you. Get a clue, there's nothing you can do. Nothing's ever quite what it seems. Just look a little closer at me. Wake up, boo new, it's me, it's your get a clue. Get a clue. Wake up, boo new, it's me, it's your get a clue.
That's a weird post.
This working? Martha, before I change, here's a list of instructions for when I'm human. One, don't let me hurt anyone. We can't have that, but you know what humans are like. Two, don't worry about the TARDIS. I'll put it on emergency power so they can't detect it. Just let it hide away. Four, no. Wait a minute. Three, no getting involved in big historical events. Four, you. Don't let me abandon you. And five, very important, five, don't let me eat pears. I hate pears. John Smith is a character I made up, but I won't know that. I'll think I am him, and he might do something stupid like eat a pear. In 3 months, I don't want to wake up from being human and taste that. And six, now I have to talk for around about a minute without hesitation, deviation, or whatever the other thing is. It's like that panel game on Channel 4, like Rory just pointed out. However, I'm going to move on and say number seven and talk about my other favourite band, which is the House Martins. I don't know if anyone remembers the House Martins, but the best gig I ever went to was at the Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre in about December. It must have been 1990, and the House Martins were playing, and it was quite simply the best gig I've ever been to. They split up quite soon afterwards. I don't know what that tells you about that particular event. I'm sitting in the TARDIS now, and I'm going to wind up soon, but not before I make a few strange noises with my mouth that will go somewhere along the lines of bingle bongle, dingle dangle, yickety doo, yickety da, ping pong, lippy tappy too ta. And 23, if anything goes wrong, if they find us, Martha, then you know what to do.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first
and with the universe. Space is filled with a network of wormholes. You might emerge somewhere else in space. Some when else in time.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 million suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust. Sky.
But the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise.
A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
Shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
C'est toujours la même histoire. Des poneys au gosier sec, la langue pendante et qui n'ont plus rien à boire. Mais ils ne savent peut-être pas que la situation n'est pas si grave que ça.
Parce qu'on a la solution à leur pénurie de boissons, on peut arranger ça. Mais quelle grande opportunité pour votre belle communauté. Voici Flim,
voici Flam.
Nous sommes les fameux frères Flim Flam. Les grands marchands, ambulance en pareil.
Non pas...
Sans pareil, pour la bonne raison qu'il n'y en a pas deux comme nous. Nous sommes vraiment les plus doués et chacun avec nous voudrait prendre rendez-vous. C'est un nouveau monde qui s'ouvre à vous. Vous pourrez boire tout votre sou.
Tant de jus doux et sucré que vous ne pourriez pas l'imaginer.
Ça, j'en doute.
Mais quelle grande opportunité pour votre belle communauté. Voici Flim,
voici Flamme.
Nous sommes les fameux frères Flim Flam. Les grands marchands, ambiance en
sans doute vous vous demandez quel est cet engin si particulier.
C'est notre moyen pour nous déplacer.
Et maintenant la question bien connue, où donc est ce fameux jus?
Votre surprise sera profonde, oui c'est une chose unique au monde.
Parce que mon frère et moi possédons une machine incroyable avec en plus des qualités formidables.
C'est une grande opportunité.
À la ronde, la meilleure qualité.
C'est inimaginable.
Et même inimitable.
Grandement indispensable.
Le vocable remarquable.
L'après s'ajoute.
comparer à notre nectar. Ce qu'il faut surtout pour faire un bon jus, rien à voir avec tout ce matu, c'est du soin et de la qualité, du soin et de la qualité.
Eh bien, je suis ravi que vous me pariez de ça, ma chère. Oui, ravi que vous me pariez de ça. Nous sommes vraiment pointus quand il s'agit de jus. Alors essayez-moi ça.
Messieurs, mesdames, cette belle machine ne prend que le meilleur. Ça ne peut que plaire aux connaisseurs. Prêt à entrer dans une nouvelle ère. Mettez la presse à jus ultra rapide, 6000 à l'épreuve.
Pensez-vous, les amis, vous comprenez ce qui se passe? Je suis certain que oui, elle a compris, et lui aussi. Alors, prenez vite, vous voyez ce qu'on veut dire, pas vrai?
Les amis, quelle grande opportunité pour cette belle communauté. Voici Flim, voici Flam, nous sommes les preuves à Flim Flam. Les grands marchands, en vélan sans parler.
Flim Flam Brothers, you've got opportunity, French version, preceded by Carl Sagan, A Glorious Dawn off of Symphony of Science, and Dr. Steele with a lament for a toy factory. You're listening to Fashionable Magic. It's a lovely-ish winter afternoon. I'm here in the studio with Annie. How's it going?
It's going quite well, thank you, Manning.
That's good to hear. Let's see. Last night, Annie and I were hanging out with a bunch of our friends. We played this game.
Wait. Oh. We manned a spaceship, Manning. We were not playing a game. We were in outer space.
We really were. It's a thing called Artemis. It's basically a Starship Bridge Simulator. You get together with a bunch of your friends, play it on your computers. Each person uses their computer like the station on a spaceship, and you just fly around an area, like fighting bad guys and fighting crime, basically. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it if you're a Star Trek fan. Or even if you're not and you just want to have some good geeky fun with your friends.
Or a Battlestar Galactica fan.
Oh, yep, that's true.
Or a fan of kind of any space show, Firefly.
Yes. I actually was sort of wondering what it would be like to... if it was a Firefly game, then it would just be the Navigator and everybody would sort of stand around making quips and occasionally shooting guns at each other.
Absolutely, Manning.
It is a lot of fun. You have the navigator drives the ship. Engineer makes sure the ship works.
And they control kind of the power sources to everywhere.
Yeah. Weapons attack enemies. Science scans the various things in the area.
Much cooler than it sounds.
Yeah. And, let's see, there was comms. They communicate with everybody in the area, try to get enemy ships to surrender.
And talk to the bases to make sure they have all the weapons for us.
Yes. And the coolest part about it, the captain doesn't get a console. They just have a screen. And they don't even, they have to ask people to say... to put stuff on the main screen. It's really interesting. It helps build communication.
Indeed.
Annie and I both got turns to be the captain, and I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Manning. So did you. Although Manning did have to do our first mission, where only half the people knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
A little more. We did. We did fairly well for ourselves. It's the game. I would highly recommend it to anybody, any group. It's a lot of yelling.
Yeah. And it can get rather intense in the hairier moments. I remember in your captaining, we actually lost all the space stations in the first 5 or 10 minutes, but we survived for quite a lot longer than that.
We did. We actually survived until the game crashed.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's the game is designed to be run. The game is not really professional. It's fairly indie game, relatively speaking. And
it's also it's only designed for Windows. You can get it running on a Mac. I think we all had it running on a Wineskin.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's
that's
better.
Only so reliable.
Yeah. So, I think, Annie, you said you have some music for it. You wanted to talk about, there's a lot of depth, a surprising amount of depth put into the game.
There is. It is, it's a very simple game. It is a surprising amount of depth, though. There are many different species of aliens that are attacking you. You've got people like the Kralians, who are kind of like giant bugs.
Really?
Yes, they're also a super religious group who believe that they own the entire universe, and we owe them a lot of rent. So that is why they are attacking us. Unfortunately, unfortunately for them, they are not strong enough to collect their rent from all of us, so that's why they team up with the other species to attack us. Mm. I don't know why we don't have any allies. It's four species against just us. And a couple of others.
Species-wise, we don't have any allies.
Yeah,
we do have one, really more of a neutral party. But we do have one other species in the universe not actively trying to kill us.
Yes, unfortunately.
We have the space whales.
Yes. There are space whales. They are lovely. They can be attacked by one of the other species who enjoys hunting space whales. But I don't know why you would want to, because they're gorgeous. There are space monsters that can attack you. Fortunately, they also attack your enemies. This requires a bit of a tricky maneuvering. We actually almost died while doing it. You have to get them to chase you, and while they are attacking you, you have to run directly into the enemy ships and have it fight them instead.
As you can imagine, it's not particularly easy.
Yes. But I think, you know, you just kind of gotta play the game for yourself.
Indeed.
It's an experience.
It really is.
One that we shall repeat many times.
Hopefully, if we're lucky.
Yes. In the meantime, I'm gonna put up some music. We're gonna start with Wake Up by Arcade Fire.
You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio.
Oh, sand on toes, coats hanging, sleeping bags. I come to know that memories were the best things you ever had. The summer shore, beat down on bony back, so far from home where the ocean stood, down dust and pine cone. We slept like dogs down by the fireside. Awoke to the fog, we're all around us. The boom of summertime. Yeah. We stood steady as the stars in the woods. So happy hearted in the warmth rang true inside these bones. As the old pine fell, we sang. Just to bless the morning. Oh, hats and on toes, coats and in sleeping bags. I come to know the friends around you are all you'll always have. Smoke in my lungs, or the echoed stone, careless and young. Free as the birds that fly with weightless souls. We stood steady as the stars in the woods. So happy hearted in the warmth rang true inside these bones. We stood steady as the stars in the woods. So happy hearted in the warmth rang true inside these bones. As the old pine fell, we sang. Just to bless the morning.
Just need to get away. past our cubicles in little flaming piles, and we were running.
There was one thing I found that I couldn't help thinking as they pried me free with the jaws of life. None of this disaster would ever have happened if I had not been driving my neighbor's wife to the Alta Loma Days Inn, where I'd registered us as a couple with a name I'm sure some other couple somewhere had. Before falling unconscious was your right hand tracing a heart on my thigh, and I thought, my God, what an infantile gesture, and I thought, my God, what an indescribable high. The autumn air was sweeter than a slice of wedding cake as I overshot the exit, and I tried and failed to find the break.
That's a bit too far.
Sorry about that, folks.
You're listening to Fashionable Magic. What was that, Annie?
That was starting with Wake Up by Arcade Fire, Old Pine by Ben Howard, Running with the Wolves by Cloud Cult, and finishing up by How I Left the Ministry by The Extra Lens, which contains John Darnielle, the lead singer of the Mountain Goats.
Ah, excellent, excellent. So we've been thinking about... Now, Annie and I are both fans of a lot of webcomics, so we've been thinking
Indeed.
We might start talking about them on the show. If you have any objections or you have a comic you'd want us to talk about, feel free to leave it on our Facebook profile. You can find it, I think you know what to search for, fashionablemagic.facebook.com. So, Annie, what comic were you thinking of talking about?
I was going to give a brief summary of Gunnery Court.
Please do.
Yes, it is one of the most recent webcomics that I've started following. It's spelled, by the way, G-U-N-N-E-R-K-R-I-G-G. It's a story I've actually been recommending this webcomic a lot of times over the past 3 years or so, and I've always avoided reading it because I thought it looked kind of silly. But I was terribly wrong. It's basically a story about two girls who are friends, and they're at this academy. It's in a world that isn't ours. They study a lot of science stuff. It's and it's suggested that there's a lot of magic going on, like behind the scenes. Across the river from that, their academy is the woods, which are nobody goes into except for the one person is chosen to talk with the people in the woods, so that the woods people and the academy people kind of get along with each other. Mm. It sounds really dumb, but I promise you, it's not. And over time we learn the main character, she kind of has, you know, she's more important to the academy than she knew at the beginning. She also makes friends with a particularly interesting demon. You kind of got to read it from there. It has a lot of really great art that only gets better as you go along. It's become one of my favorite webcomics, despite the rather silly synopsis I just gave. But you should go read it. It's good. There's a lot of adventure. There's a lot of... It's very much like all of the fantasy books I read as a kid, but better, and in webcomic form. So, yeah.
Nice. That's always delightful.
It is.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I wanted to talk, just like going off of that, I think I'll talk a little bit about Girls with Slingshots, one of my personal favorites, or at least one that I read fairly regularly. Sorry about that. It's basically just your standard slice of life webcomic. You got your standard snarky misanthropic protagonist there, and like a bunch of their her name's Hazel as the main character. She's got her friend Jamie and a bunch of other people. They have drama with varying flavors of angst. But it has some really great, it has a lot of really interesting art and just fun little character moments that I really enjoy. Also a talking cactus with a sombrero and a mustache.
Always fun.
Yeah. What's interesting about Girls with Slingshots, from my perspective, at least, the reason for the title is because the main character and the two main characters were originally supposed to gain superpowers and form a crime-fighting team armed with slingshots. the writer and artist Daniel Corsetto, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't have her name right in front of me, so she just started doing slice of life stuff and just didn't stop. I'm glad that she didn't. I really enjoyed the comic as is, and it's really. Someday soon on the show, I'll talk about there's varying multiverses of webcomics. Basically, it all depends on which comics people read.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they make cameos and characters make cameos in each other's comics. It's interesting. Just trying to untangle the continuity would be a massive pain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it is always fun to see your characters in other people's comics.
Definitely.
Occasionally, there's one point when Jeff Jackie's a questionable content tends to be a fairly well-known one around here, as based in Northampton,
yeah,
which is our town.
Yeah, a fictionalized version of Northampton where
yes.
Where people have little sentient computers running around.
Yes.
Trying to gain civil rights.
Yes, it's enjoyable. And it has, there was one point where he had a couple of comics that had all of cameos of all of his favorite webcomic artists, and it was fun to recognize them.
And the coffee shop, the Coffee of Doom, made an appearance in one issue of Short Pact, despite taking place on the other side of the country. I think.
Wonderful.
But I think let's go back to some music for now. Let's see. It might take just a second. My computer's a bit slow today. Oh yeah, here's a classic. This is Beat It by Michael Jackson on Yurt Radio, Fashionable Magic. Oh wait, sorry, nope. This is News of the World by The Jam. Michael Jackson is up next. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Good morning, John. I want to make a really complicated video today. Good morning, John. I wanted to make a really complicated video today, something that was just, like, awesome and epic, but I just don't have time, and it's not even because I'm busy. It's just like...
I've been way too busy to create, and I find it really hard to concentrate while I'm searching for another score, that surge of dopamine, when I come across some awesome sauce while I'm glued to my screen.
Tumbling down Tumblr, there's so much to see.
I just installed Missing E.
Tumbling down Tumblr, there's so many cats. Look, this one's wearing a hat.
No.
I can't believe Obama's tumbling. Ugh, lame, it's so mainstream.
Ponies, memes, and Doctor Who.
There's sparkles on my theme.
OMG.
G-boy.
I ship this to OTP.
Look, a talking puppy.
I love you.
Tumbling down Tumblr, who's flooding my dash?
That's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Tumbling down Tumblr, I'm going back home. The ocean's less current than this. Photos of Emma Stone and Spider-Man everywhere.
Keep calm and
just sing.
F, yeah, insert anything.
And oh, so many gifs.
You know that it's pronounced like GIF.
No.
Yep. No way.
Yes.
Oh. Tumbling down Tumblr, got so many notes. That was a complete repost. Tumbling down Tumblr.
This place is ideal. No GIF could express this feel.
Cats.
Law.
Vintage. GIF.
GIF.
Vinyl.
Science.
Cats.
Poetry. Comics.
Loki.
Funny.
Boobies.
Tumbling down Tumblr, there's so much to see.
So much to see.
I'm on a big
way too busy.
Tumbling down Tumblr, we all can agree. Tumblr's the place.
The place.
For me.
That was fun. Story behind that. There's a...
every single room in my house. See those axons very, very soon. One of them will be all mine.
heaters, toilet seats, electric heaters, trash compactors, use extractors, terrorizing modern meters, walkie-talkies, copper wires, safety goggles, radio wires, BB pellets, rubber mallets, fans, and dehumidifiers, picture hangers, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, paint removers, window louvers, masking tape, and plastic gutters, kitchen faucets, folding tables, weather stripping, jumper cables, hooks and tackle, grapples, spackle, power fonders, spoons and ladles, that's a size for fumigation, high performance, lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressors, press connectors, wrecking chisels, smoke detectors, higher gauges, sensor cages, thermostats, and bug deflectors, trailer, machine magnetizers, automatic circumcisers, tennis rackets, angle brackets, durer cells, and energizers, soffit panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, copy major, calculators, generators, matching salt and pepper shakers.
Hardware Store of a Poodle Hat. Before that, it was Hank Green with Tumblr the Musical. And
a lovely song.
Yes, absolutely. And really rather accurate.
Yes.
Yes. I'm actually currently on Tumblr as we speak. I sometimes browse it in case somebody posts a song I want to play on the show. We started off with News of the World by the Jam and Beat It. From Michael Jackson. We're wrapping up the show now, and I wanted to say thank you, Annie, for once again joining. It's been a while since you've been on the show, hasn't it?
I know. I mean, we've been on break for a while.
Well, yeah.
And then I was on break for a little extra.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of still on break because I'm not taking a class.
Nice. Well, thank you for being here with me. Thank you out there for listening. And remember, black magic goes with everything. Fashionable magic capture.